This is the Technical Difficulties, and we're playing reverse trivia. In front of me, I have a stack of trivia question cards. I'm going to read out the answers. All these three have to do is guess the questions. Before we start, it has been brought to my attention that in the whole last season, I did not use our old Mystery Biscuits reference once.
Okay.
Chris Joel.
Over to Gary in the studio.
Gary Brannan.
Back once again with the Renegade Master.
And Matt Gray.
And over to Tom Scott in Studio.
And our first card today has the answer 50. What is the question?
Who would you find in the club?
Oh, yep.
Yes, is it? It's a number. That's the question. Yeah. What is a number?
As the first prompt on the card here, it's not a great thing. Like,
are you giving us an L?
Oh,
That is one of the letters in the question. In fact, it's one of the words in the question.
L.
It's not Roman numerals, though.
Is it James L. Jones?
James is also in the question.
James L.
James L. What?
L.L. James?
Is it one of the King Jameses?
There weren't 50 King Jameses.
No, but I thought... Not yet.
50 Shades of Grey.
By who?
E.L. James.
E.L. James.
Oh, yes. No.
How many shades of grey are there in the titles of books by E.L. James?
That is a very easy question, Dan.
Despite the fact we were like grasping.
No. I'm not saying it's an easy card. I'm saying it's an easy question.
Yes, it is.
And that's fine because we're doing it backwards.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Forward.
Also,
got this because you kept giving me hints.
Yeah. To be clear, Dan is our question writer. And that wasn't just a look down the camera at anyone called Dan who's watching this show.
Except you.
But if you are called Dan and you feel affected, yeah, it was about you, actually. It was pointed. But yeah, that is an easy question in forwards. That would be like tipping point, wouldn't it, for that one?
I watched that yesterday.
Did you?
It is. Wow. There are other questions that just no one's ever going to get.
This is the game show. With the
It's
penny
got the,
pusher
the seaside 2p machines, yep. Or 10p machines, depending on how...
Coin pushers.
No, that's someone who works in a bank.
No. It's... First tuppence is free.
That's what I was thinking.
We're going to be back to Soho.
Yeah. Think about money. It's quite Moorish.
Which brings me to today's sponsored answer.
I've got to go and wage a 10-year war on Troy, man.
All right. For 2 years, and I still endorse it, what is the question on my card?
Injecting oil up your arsehole. Westminster Oil Lubers Incorporated.
The use of rollover hot dogs with no bread, whole like a snake. It's like an inverse grenade launcher.
No, I was looking for how long have I been using NordVPN. Our next sponsored answer is over 100 countries. What is the question?
Where might you find all of your mistresses and mistresses?
Where will you find all these mysteries?
No, I was looking for how many places can you pretend that your phone and laptop are in with NordVPN? Your own privacy and watching things from other countries. What's the question?
What's quite difficult with merely a telescope?
What wouldn't you like if you had five eyes?
Oh, yeah.
No, I was looking for name me some uses for a VPN. Our next sponsored answer, a 30-day money-back guarantee.
It's what was the reason that you bought that jacket?
It's what's the reason the label's still on this jacket.
And he'll write it off as a tax expense.
40 quid, this jacket.
40 quid?
40 quid. It was what you get with NordVPN. And the last sponsored answer is nordvpn.com/techdiff. That's nordvpn.com/techdiff. What is the question?
Well, what's the short link for our OnlyFans?
Close enough. It is where can you go to get the best deal they're offering, even if you're watching this in the far future.
Oh, I miss anything?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. Right.
I still want to know who the first person was to wear a spangly jacket to be a game show host. I've never found the answer.
Liberace.
Well, isn't a game show host, though?
Yet.
The next one on my card is Niels Bohr. What was the question?
What is the diameter of the hole in Neil?
Who played Pumba in The Lion King?
God.
Oh, it's a boar. Not a warthog.
Not a warthog. Okay. Yeah. Because I was like, I'm pretty sure that was Nathan Lane. Like, I'm reasonably certain that was the casting, but...
That's it, Tom. Don't let jokes get in the way of facts.
No. Kind of my job.
Oh, you've made a career out of this.
Yeah.
Where's the difference between a warthog and a boar? Like they
sounds like the setup for a joke, and yet, because Gary's saying it.
A boar is a man you wouldn't sit next to at dinner. Yeah, because they're kind of similar big tusky pigs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now you want the facts.
That's your job too.
So they'll just be different species of wild pig, one would think.
Yes, they are just different species of wild pig.
Wild? It was absolutely livid.
Warthogs are born with tusks and warts.
Oh, they actually have warts?
Well, they didn't portray that very well in The Lion King. I don't remember him being very warty.
The warts in this case are thick pads that protect their eyes while digging for food.
Oh, maybe they couldn't do that. I just remember he farted a lot. That was the joke, wasn't it?
I'm assuming this isn't Niels Bohr as spelt as people might guess, and it's actually more like Niels Bohr.
Yes.
And it's a person's name to do with maths or physics?
It's a sciencey one. Is it atmospheric pressure?
Working quantum theory.
Close.
How? In the both the elements of existence?
Yes. I'm working on the universal scale of accuracy, not the very specific ones.
The pressure very specifically has stuff in it.
Yep.
Yeah. And he dealt with very specifically stuff.
You can't have air pressure without Niels Bohr.
I know the name.
Yeah, we're looking for something he won.
Oh, the Nobel Prize.
Yes, Nobel Prize in Physics in 1922. There is a really good fact on here, which is that Carlsberg Brewery gave him unlimited free beer because he is Danish and he won the Nobel Prize. How was that awarded to him?
Very long pipe with a tap on the end.
Yes.
Piss off. Wow. Really?
They plumbed, direct line to the brewery.
They plumbed Carlsberg into his house.
His house had a tap connected to the brewery because he had an honorary residence near the factory.
What? Dive in slightly deeper. Yeah, he's got two. He's one with two taps on. One, normal Carlsberg. The other, special brew.
No, hot and cold. What a nightcap.
Piping hot Carlsberg. You can go to, I think it's in Hungary, maybe in Budapest, you can go to a spa where you can sit in a hot tub of beer.
Yes.
Oh.
And it's like a spa treatment and there's big taps. I mean, obviously you can drink your own water, but socially acceptable or not? I mean, it's only your filth.
That you know of. Or do you get a fresh tub each time?
I would hope it's a fresh tub
each
time.
Well, yeah, but I don't know for sure.
That's... Oh, no, I couldn't get in someone else's beer. Another man's pint.
Then again, it's
all right, you're not going to knock it over. It's not going to start a fight.
Yeah, but what if someone else comes in and goes, oh, mate, I was sitting in that. Someone's sitting there, mate.
Niels Bohr did not have, like, a literal pipeline in. That is unfortunately an urban myth, but the brewery just delivered him essentially as much beer as he could reasonably want for the rest of his life.
And he set up cheaper Carlsberg than you can buy anywhere else.com.
So yes, that is Niels Bohr. I'm an apologies to Denmark for mispronouncing your very famous scientist who won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1922. The next answer on my card is Golden Slam. What is the question?
Sorry, slam or slab?
Slam. With an M at the end. What did you think Golden Slab was?
I had no f***ing clue, but I've got no f***ing clue either way round, so I have to check.
It's a slab made of pure gold.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
But very heavy.
I don't know.
I know what a D-slam is.
What's
and that's
a D-slam?
That's a digital subscriber line access module, I think, which is what your broadband modem connects to at the other end of the line.
Oh,
so it was a Golden Slam, just a very expensive one of them.
Denny's? Is it a menu item?
At Denny's Best Kebab?
Yes. In America, because they have many slams, don't they, of their breakfast items.
Yes.
Is it that?
No.
Bollocks.
I was intrigued by the story as it travelled through, though.
Yeah. It was running in there. Yeah. Because you do. You get your thingy slam, don't you? And it's like the Vogel.
The Grand Slam,
ham and eggs and those weird hash browns that aren't hash browns that they do in America.
They're grated bastards.
What is this dirty filth? Why are you putting onion in this for breakfast, you bastards? And peppers.
Hash browns should be potato and grease.
Yeah.
And crispy.
Yeah. Yeah. And wee triangles.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't. Yeah. A hash brown that's not a triangle is not a hash brown.
Yeah.
That, my friend, is a rosti.
I have really strong disagreements with Brannan on hash browns
I'm feeling threatened because I make my own hash browns in virtually the way they're upset by.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh.
E.
So you've got, you get Grand Slams, which is tennis. It was Golden Slam. Instead of being on a AstroTurf or a clay or a concrete thing, is it on gold?
It started so well.
It was good. Is that Elton John's tennis court or something like that?
Yeah.
Liberace.
Liberace's tennis.
The net's made out of peacock feathers in various colours.
Liberace comes out to play tennis, somehow with a candelabra.
Well, just with strings between the tines.
The net
everyone
is...
Everyone for all the guys in the audience. There's a Liberace impression. How about that for the teenagers? Hey?
The net is woven from discarded cat's whiskers. The whiskers have been discarded, not
the
cat.
They don't discard their whiskers, they don't. Yeah. No, they keep them, don't they?
Some of them come out.
Oh, bloody hell, because that's how cats know how wide they are.
Yeah.
Because cats will only go through a hole whiskers wide.
Oh.
That's why they have them. If they put their head in it and the whiskers bend back, they know they can't fit. But if their whiskers go through, don't matter how fat their arse is, they think they can fit.
Think they, being the operative
term. Yeah, because
term
it's not like their whiskers grow with their weight. Yeah. Right, a fat cat does not have like huge, fat ass whiskers, as opposed to a
but
very thin
should.
Cat. But it should.
But
it should.
In fact, we gentleman's tufty mustache.
A fat cat has one of those.
Who am I?
And a top hat.
Is it winning all of the tennis Grand Slams gives you a Golden Slam
in a year?
Winning all four Grand Slam tennis tournaments and something else.
I knew we had to be close. He was reading off the card, not the internet.
Yes. You're metagaming this already.
Sorry.
This is how we ruin two of these people are lying.
And I'll do it again.
Sports personality of the year. Wimbledon Kennel Club.
Oh, doubles and
best
singles.
Person.
Do you have to play the king at tennis?
Well, that's easy. You can only move one square.
Oh,
as long as you hit it wide, you'll never get there.
Also, it's big sausagey fingers on that racket.
So a Grand Slam is the Australian Open in January,
yeah.
The French Open in May to June, Wimbledon June to July, US Open August to September. If you win all four of those and something else...
Beat Santa in December.
Golden Slam.
The X Factor.
What might get you golden?
Oh, Olympics.
Olympics.
Oh.
Yes, you have won all four Grand Slam tournaments and an Olympic gold medal.
And is
medal.
It someone like Rafa Nadal or something that's the only person that's ever done it?
Does it have to be in 1 year or like one season and you can only do it every 4 years? Or is it just ever in total?
Well, I've got it in my head that it's all 1 year because obviously I
that's
follow the
not
cycling.
Achievement. Like winning just the Olympics on its own separately isn't an achievement.
I mean, why bother?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need to win them all in 1 year, but one player has.
Rafa Nadal.
No, Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So, yes, a Golden Slam is all four Grand Slam tournaments and an Olympic gold medal in tennis. The next answer on my card is cats. What is the question?
Dogs.
It's not technically a question. It's more word association here.
I'll rephrase that. Dogs?
Dogs?
If you were to pick a Jewish delicatessen to get your Reuben sandwich from in New York... Which one would you choose?
Cats' Deli.
Yes.
Oh, you wouldn't. The line's going to be really long.
That's the thing. I've wanted to go there before because I've heard it's good, but it's had a hell of a queue. And I might be British, but it doesn't mean I want to be in a queue.
I know, I might be British. And that corned beef, so that's not corned beef.
Just to be clear, corned beef in the US is a basically entirely different thing. From what the British would call
corn
beef.
Means salt.
Yeah, it's salt beef, isn't it?
Yeah.
Proper salt beef you do with just a
brisket,
piece in
a
salt
beef and
for
some salt,
3 days or something.
Whereas, I do feel for Americans if they come over here and I see corned beef on a sandwich. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Such lovely cooked. What the f is this?
Yeah.
It's the colour of your shirt.
No, it's greyer than that.
No, when you do corned beef hash,
it's the colour of his hair.
I'm being ganged up on here, and you're not going to help.
No, I'm not going to hinder either, though. I'm not going to chime in.
Cats, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, them.
Oh, Christ.
Lloyd Webber.
Yes, we're looking for...
T.S. Eliot.
Bumble Arena.
So,
Mr. Mephistopheles.
Draw a line. You have T.S. Eliot.
Yeah.
You have Andrew Lloyd Webber. You have someone
Taylor
else.
Taylor Swift.
I'm thinking about the movie.
The director of it.
The director of it. Does anyone know who the director...
Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Michael Bay.
Michael Bay's cats!
They're just spinning.
One spinning camera angle. Stuff's going up in the back. I mean, it would have been
It would have worked.
Yeah.
Judy Dench was the big chief cat lady.
Tom Hooper was the director.
Oh, never he's the guilty man.
Yes. He's also, I think, the Les Miserables director.
Again...
Yes.
Has he directed anything good?
Next answer on my card, Japs. Quinoa. I get a pronunciation guide for this. I don't get a pronunciation guide for Niels Bohr, which I hope I get one for quinoa.
Which you're middle class enough to know.
You are.
I'm in London, darling. I know my quinoa.
Quinoa.
It's a grain.
It's Peruvian?
Yes.
Like Paddington.
Well, no, it doesn't wear a coat.
It's what if Paddington under his hat? He's not got a marmalade sandwich, just quinoa.
A perfect cone.
Yeah.
A marmalade and quinoa sandwich.
No, it's more like he takes it off and it's just kind of dripping down.
Oh, yeah, just
down.
That's a sort of ready, steady cook challenge, isn't it? We've got some bread, we've got some marmalade, we've got some quinoa. Make a thing.
It's a celebrity version. F*** you, Paddington. You just see Paddington's hat just
oh,
above
the... because they can't afford the CGI, so they've just got a
just
runner.
A red just hat.
What is regularly laced with couscous, making it actually not gluten-free, but it looks like it, but it isn't.
Dirty. A detrimentally windy salad.
A picture of Matt doing a deal around the back door of some deli, with a wrapped kilo of pure quinoa and rubbing it round his gums to check there's no...
Sticking a knife in it. Weirdly, it's the things that you learn as a kid that you shouldn't have. Like, we all somehow know that the way you test for the purest of opium is you rub it on your gums and stick a knife in it. There you go.
It's a flower rather than a seed or something, isn't it? The little teeny flower buds.
Oh.
It is a grain. And you are right with Peruvian. Modern day Peru, we are looking for the Incas. And the Inca Empire did rise in that part of the world. What did they call it? What might they have called it?
Manner of God.
Certainly something like that. Don't think God would be the right term there.
Oh.
Devil's grains.
Breakfast.
Now, it grows on a billy 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 thing off a stick, right? It's like
a scientific term.
Think Morris dancers for a second.
I will.
Okay. You know the stick with bells on?
I do.
Yes.
Like that, but way smaller and more bells, I think.
It looks like a foxglove, but much more edible and a bit tinier flowers.
Right.
None of that is vaguely relevant to
I was just trying to think of what it looks like and how they might have called it based on what it...
The something of all grains.
The lord of all
bestest.
Grains.
Bestest. Most readily available as native to these mountains.
The most readily available of all grains. the damnedest of faint praises there.
The thing what we have got, you will learn to love it.
Teeniest.
All the family.
The mother of all grains. The Incas called quinoa the mother of all grains.
Whereas Matt calls couscous the mother of all grains.
Which brings us to the last one for today. The answer on my card is bear. What is the question?
Is it how I find myself in the shower?
Bear.
With a bear.
I realise we're calling back to a previous episode, but can I just disambiguate your Christopher Lee and your bear impressions there? Because they are quite similar.
No, Christopher Lee is his Christopher Lee. That's my bear.
It's not that far apart.
Yes, it is. One is Dracula and the other's a flipping bear.
To be fair, though, your bear was doing the Thriller dance, so I can see where the undead vibe got.
That's what bears look like.
Is it?
Remember last night in the pub?
I do.
There was a bear doing that.
There was an artist thing on the wall of a bear doing that, to be clear.
I have seen a stuffed bear, and it was in that position.
Wearing one glove.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Got a little soundbite going, hee-hee.
No, genuinely, it was dressed as a butler. It was in a country house in Ireland, and the family had a butler, a bear dressed as a butler. It was holding a tray with drinks on it, and the thing is, they'd wheel it into the room to serve the drinks.
Did they also have the taxidermied family who had been mauled to death by the bear?
But the bear did look very good in his little bow tie. I have to actually. That's Yogi Bear.
Oh yes,
that was
it is.
A full tie, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, Yogi wore a collar and full tie. Yeah,
yes, because that means the animation cells for the head and the body can be on different layers. Loads of Hanna-Barbera characters. You have they all have neckwear.
Neckwear
because that is a dividing line, so they don't have to animate the whole character.
And that's why he's smarter than the average bear, because he's wearing a tie.
Oh God, how many years has it taken us to get this joke? Can you list our current clues that we've had, please?
None at all. You got very diverted by a lot of things other than art and literature. I'll give you that.
Oh, it's okay. It's a literary bear.
It is.
Winnie the Pooh.
If I say it's Act 3, Scene 3, does that help?
Exon left, pursued by... Exon stage left, pursued by bear.
Yes.
Oh, I've heard that before. What is it?
It's from A Winter's Tale. Stage direction, exit, pursued by a bear. Which brings us to the end of the show. Who won this time? I think that's Chris.
Yeah, I shouted loud about bear. So,
yeah, you did. Congratulations. You win a fashionable vacuum-insulated crotch guard in the shape of a hockey championship trophy endorsed by one of the founding fathers of the superhero genre.
Oh,
Stanley Cup. Something we're missing a step.
Crotch cup thing.
Yeah, and vacuum-insulated. It's a Stanley Cup. Thank you very much, Chris Joel. Hey. Gary Brennan.
Bye bye.
Matt Gray. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.